Hi, Shelley.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to the last Senate Environment and Natural Resources Committee hearing for this session. I know this is Wednesday, May 29th, and you know, that's a sigh of relief, I'm sure, from committee staff. But anyway, I wanted to just go over the agenda very quickly and let you know that we're going to change the order a little bit. We're going to do House Bill 2027A first, then 2390A, and then House Bill 3301B. And then we'll do House Bill 2841A, House Bill 3441A, and HJM 2. I will announce that HB 3491A will not be moving today. However, the Chair has requested a budget note in the Water Resources Department budget, and we have requested our first informational hearing on the Columbia River Treaty progress, I guess I should say negotiations, for June 10th. Now, that's a tentative date because we still need approval, but as soon as we get approval from the Senate President's office, then staff will be sending that out, and we'll ask folks to mark their calendar. Okay, so with that, we're going to open up a work session on House Bill 2027A, and Beth, can you just refresh us on what the bill does.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, House Bill 2027A has a no revenue and a fiscal statement issued on the bill. It extends the sunset on the landowner preference tags program to January 2nd, 2020, and directs ODFW to implement the Oregon Landowner Damage Program to address damage caused by elk on privately owned lands in Oregon. Sunsets that program on January 2nd, 2020. That's about it.
Okay. So we are in a work session. I'll take a motion. We're just holding on for a minute here.
All right.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, I move that House Bill 2027A be reported out of committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Olson. Senator Olson moves that House Bill 2027A be reported out of committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay. Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll, please.
Senator Bates.
Aye.
Senator Hansel.
Aye.
Senator House.
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson.
Aye.
Chair
Gayfelder. Aye. With that, the motion carries. And Senator Olson, would you like to carry that to the floor?
Please.
Okay. Thank you. We'll go ahead and close the work session on House Bill 2027A. We'll go ahead and open up a work session on House Bill 2390A. And Beth, mm-hmm. You want to remind us what that bill does?
Madam Chair, House Bill 2390A, the bill itself repeals the sunsets on provisions specifying how Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife appoints person to act as an agent for the purpose of using one or more dogs to hunt or pursue black bear or cougar. There's a -A6 amendment in your packet on OLIS and in the back of the room, and that amendment extends the sunset rather than removing it to January 2nd, 2019, and sunsets the reporting requirement on that same date. There's a no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact on the -A6 amendment.
Okay, thank you, Beth. And the Chair requested this amendment because I wanted to make sure that we are consistent with the language that we'll be putting in rule to require the department to review their cougar and black bear plans every 5 years. That will now be consistent with the wolf plan, management plan. So we will have all the sort of big game review at the same time for cougar, bear, and, or I should say, same period, 5 years. And so this would require the department to come back and do a report and tell us how the program is working. And obviously, if it's working fine, then we would renew the program. So I think it's always a good thing to check back in. And certainly, we want to make sure that there's no issues or problems, or could be an opportunity to make changes to it if needed. And that's what the -A6 does. So I'll take a motion. We are in work session.
Chair Dinkfelder, I move to adopt the -A6 amendments dated 5/20/2013.
Okay, Senator Olson moves to adopt the -A6 amendments dated 5/20/2013. Is there any discussion? Any objections to the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted.
Chair Dinkfelder, I move House Bill 2390A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator Olson moves House Bill 2390A as amended with the -A6s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay, seeing none, the clerk will call the roll, please.
Senator Bates.
Aye.
Senator Hansel.
Aye.
Senator House.
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson.
Aye.
Chair Dan Felder.
Aye. With that, the motion carries. And Senator Hansel, would you like to carry this bill to the floor?
Sure.
Great. Thank you. With that, we will close the work session on House Bill 2390A. We'll go ahead and open up a work session on House Bill 3301B.
Bill.
Madam Chair and committee members, House Bill 3301B, the bill you're familiar with, authorizes the owner of a lot in a planned community or Class 1 or Class 2 planned community created before January 1st, 2002, or a unit in a condominium to install and use electric vehicle charging stations. There's a dash B4 amendment in front of you with a no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact on that B4 amendment. And the amendment stipulates that when an owner complies or agrees to comply with the requirements of the association, that the association shall approve the completed application within 60 days. It clarifies that the owner is responsible for all costs associated with installation and the disclosure to prospective buyers. It requires charging station to be installed by a person that holds a license to act as a journeyman electrician. And establishes that if the association reasonably determines that the cumulative use of electricity attributable to the installation requires additional infrastructure, the cost of the improvements may be assessed against each owner that has or will install charging stations.
Okay, thank you, Beth. And I want to thank my vice chair who worked along with Beth and several others to finally get this amendment right and address some of the issues that were raised by Senator Bates when we had the hearing. Why don't we go ahead and make the motion and then we can call up. I think Mark Long would like to call up to adopt the motion.
Chair Dinkfelder, I move to adopt the B4 amendment stated 5/22/2013.
Okay, Senator Olson moves to adopt the dash B4 amendment stated 5/22/2013. And as part of the discussion, I think Mark Long would like to come up and put a few things on the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Mark Long, Administrator, Building Code, and I'd like to thank Representative Barnhart and Senator Olson for their willingness to let us tag on to this amendment. We had some very narrow building codes issues that we needed to clarify, specifically changing the word individual in the 3301B that was on page 3, line 39, to the word person, to ensure that not only the person has to have a journeyman's card, but also follow the contractor rules that we have and the other regulations under the electrical law. We also wanted to clarify that when these devices are hardwired in, they have to be certified. Certified is a listing requirement, and we wanted to make sure that the products were safe, and we needed to clarify that. And then most importantly for us, if you look on the bill 3301B, the unamended on page 4, line 21, talked about enforcing compliance with the rules, and we felt because we have a regulatory role that we might get sucked into the litigation issues around the prevailing party, and we clarified that these issues are between the owner and the homeowner. So again, those meet our needs, and we're sorry that we didn't catch these early and appreciate the work of Senator Olson and Representative Barnhart. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Great. I'll see if there's, is there any questions for Mark? Okay. Senator?
I have a question, but it's not necessarily for
okay.
Mark.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Long. Okay. So there is a motion, and I'll ask if there's any discussion. Senator Hansel.
Who owns it? That was the original question, and I'm wondering what it ended up being.
Well, Senator Olson, you worked on this amendment.
The owner is now defined in statute.
As
the owner of the electrical work that goes in.
So if I purchase it and put it in, I own it, and it when I sell the condo or whatever, it goes with it as part of the
infrastructure.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Okay. Senator Bates?
Yeah, just a quick comment. I've rarely taken a bill to the floor in the last 15 years and lost it on the floor on an issue that I was concerned about. And we're thinking of sending to the House for concurrence and then have a concurrence committee fix this. I really want to thank Beth and Senator Olson for sitting down, doing the hard work of getting this thing cleared up, because the liability issues and the ownership issues were really confusing the bill to me as originally presented to us. I sort of was like, this is a good idea, it'll be fine, don't worry about it. And then something goes wrong, and then we'll have every attorney in the place having a good time at somebody else's expense. So really appreciate your hard work on it. I know I opened that up, and sometimes I open up things I shouldn't open up, but in the end, it worked well. And it shows what bipartisan work can do in this state and in this legislation. So I really appreciate what you did. Beth, you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And like I said, we are learning as we go, since this is a fairly new field of installing these electric chargers in private buildings. And so I think that it's good to clarify this. And then obviously we would probably be back in the future looking at changes or expansions, or if other issues arise. And I'm sure we'll be hearing about it if it does. So thank you again, Senator Olson. And with that, any objections to adopting the amendment? Okay. If not, the amendment is adopted. Take a motion on the bill.
Chair Dinkfelter, I move House Bill 3301B as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Olson moves House Bill 3301B as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there any further discussion?
I just had one thing. Mm-hmm. I really think the good doctors should get to carry this.
That's why we call it practicing medicine. You keep doing it till you get it right.
I know.
We have had some problems with him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
We'll give him another chance, though. We could.
All I'd say is for all the work Senator Olson's done, if you would like to carry, he certainly is. I'd be my pleasure to carry the bill, or you could, which either doesn't matter to me.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's vote first, and then you guys can duke it out on who wants to carry it.
One can open, one can close.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I think that might be a good solution. Sally, can you call the roll, please?
Senator Bates.
Aye.
Senator Hansel.
Aye.
Senator House.
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson.
Aye.
Chair Dinkfelter.
Aye. That the bill, the motion carries and the or passes. And would you guys like to co-carry? We can have an opener and a closer.
I suppose sure. We could real quick.
Maybe yeah. Senator Olson, you can open and explain the changes in the amendment, and then Senator Bates, you can talk about the undershot.
Well, let Senator Bates open, then he can explain why we got to where we were.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got that reverse. We'll have Senator Bates open, Senator Olson close, and with that, we will close the work session. On this is House Bill 3301B. Okay, so we'll move on here to open up a work session on House Bill 2841A.
Chair Dinkfelter, I move House Bill 2841A to the floor with a do pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Okay, Senator Hass moves House Bill 2841A to the floor with a do pass recommendation, and that it be referred to the Committee on Rules. Is there discussion?
Madam Chair, mm-hmm. Can we discuss the dash A4 amendments?
Certainly. Do you want to make a motion?
That we discuss them?
Well, typically what you do is you make a motion and then you discuss
them. Madam Chair, I move that we discuss the dash A4 amendments.
Okay.
Here we go.
Certainly. Senator, floor is yours.
Well, I just think that there's some opportunity with the dash A4 amendments to make this a better bill. And I think that we should at least have an open and fair discussion of them and debate that, which is what our committee is supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. So, Senator, the reason that this is being moved to rules is because there's some additional work on this bill that may be forthcoming. And so I wouldn't say that it precludes it, but at this point I will say that I'm not in favor of adopting the amendment.
Okay.
I had a quick question. Mm-hmm. We moved it, the motion was to move it to the floor for a do pass and move it to rules.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's two different actions.
It's actually, that's the way that the motion is, and it's just the language for moving it to rules.
So it's actually going to rules then as opposed to the floor.
Correct. Senator
House? Yes, I was just wondering if Senator Olson, was this your amendment, and can you tell us?
No, it wasn't.
Where did the amendment originate, and what's the gist of it?
The amendment comes from Senator Farrelly. Is that correct? Let me pull it up for you, Senator.
Yeah, it's in your packet.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
So, Madam Chair and committee members, the dash A4 amendment that was discussed in concept by Senator Farioli and Senator Bates during the public hearing on the meeting, it is in your packet. It essentially replaces the measure and requires the agency to make efforts to notify persons likely to undertake mining and conduct a consultation 30 days prior to giving notice. It includes parameters on what that consultation would look like and would include, and it requires an agency to consider all reasonably available scientific studies that were identified by the persons that have been participating in the consultation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so there's a motion on the table. Will the clerk call the roll on the dash A4s?
Senator Bates?
No.
Senator Hansel?
Aye.
That's correct.
Senator House?
No.
You want to move this to
Vice Chair Olson?
As is, not with the amendment.
Correct.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Chair Dan Felder?
No. So the motion fails, and we're back on the original motion. And that's still standing. So we will go ahead and vote on the original motion then, which is to move House Bill 2841A as is to the Rules Committee. And the clerk will call the roll.
Senator Bates?
Aye.
Senator Hansel?
No.
Senator House?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
No.
Chair Dan Felder?
Aye. So the motion carries. The bill is sent to the Joint Committee on Rules, and we don't need a carrier because that'll be assigned in the Rules Committee. Okay, I will close the work session on House Bill 2841A. Go ahead and open up a work session on House Bill 3441A. And now, Beth, why don't you go ahead and explain, why don't you go ahead and make a motion?
Madam Chair, we have some amendments here, so I would move to adopt the dash 7 amendments to House Bill 3441A.
Okay. So Senator Hass moves to adopt the dash 7 amendments to House Bill 3441A, dated 5/21/2013. So, Beth, can you talk about the dash A7s, and then I will make I want to add something for the record before we go into full discussion.
Madam Chair and committee members, the dash A7 amendment that you have in front of you, the bill itself establishes the Oregon Hatchery Research Center Board. This replaces that and establishes the Hatchery Research Center Advisory Committee and specifies the membership, stipulates that the membership consists of 14 members appointed by the ODF&W director. It lays out the requirements for the membership of the committee and their duties.
Okay. And so the chair, after talking to many of the parties, has requested a dash 8 amendment. And everybody should in their packet have the language for the dash 8 amendment. To the 7, it would just add a paragraph to the dash A7, and that's been at the request of several of the parties. Beth, do you want to read that into the record, please?
Madam Chair, the language you're referring to is that on or before February 1st of each calendar year, that there would be a report to the Legislative Assembly and to the State Fish and Wildlife Director and the State Fish and Wildlife Commission regarding the findings of research projects carried out by the Hatchery Research Center and any recommendations regarding current hatchery management practices based on research projects.
Okay, so I was going to ask, did you want to come up and say anything? Or Jim? No. Okay.
No,
okay. Is there any discussion on the amendments? So what we'd be adopting here is the dash A7s, and unfortunately, because the dash A8s are not ready yet and we're out of time in this committee, then the motion would be to move it to rules, so we could then put in the dash 8s and get the fiscal. We don't have either the dash 8s. Senator, I was just saying that the motion is to adopt the dash 7s, and the purpose is to get those into the bill, and then we would add the dash 8s, which would add the additional language, and unfortunately we're out of time in this committee, so we would have to do that in rules. In order to keep the bill alive, we'd need to move it to rules to make sure that that would happen.
Madam Chair, question.
Can we move the bill as it sits to rules and then do the dash sevens and eights, nines, tens, whatever need be down there?
My preference is to have the dash sevens in it because that's pretty close. The dash eights just adds that additional section, and then the dash eight will replace the bill. Is that correct?
So there's no number established for the amendment yet,
right,
because it hasn't
the
been generated.
Dash, yeah.
So a proposed amendment would be a gut and stuff. Yes, you'd be replacing the entirety of the bill.
So that would be the preference, just because that language is a lot closer to the language that I would like to, if I'm going to make a recommendation, otherwise it'll go without recommendation, and I think it's stronger to go with a recommendation.
Well, Madam Chair, as we discussed earlier in the day, we have the dash five, which was, dash six was a problem, dash seven was yours.
So
I just
Joe,
think,
why don't you come on up? I think it might be helpful.
Yeah, there we go. I didn't see him sitting back there.
Yeah.
Senator Dinkfelder, members of the committee. Actually, the dash eights are mine. I got them a couple hours ago.
Identify himself.
Yeah, Joe, can you state your name for the record?
My name is Joe Rolletter.
Yeah.
The dash eights are mine, Senator, and I got them a couple of hours ago, and I think they've been posted on. Have they been posted?
Wait, no. We have not received a dash eight yet. It's a conceptual amendment. I just want to be clear. Right now, the only thing in front of us is the dash sevens. It would be the next dash that would come out with that language that we read into the record. So that's a conceptual, which we can't adopt a conceptual amendment in this committee.
Yes,
so
Senator.
It would be the dash eights with, or the dash sevens with that. And I think everybody has it in front of them, the paragraph.
May I speak to the bill?
Do you want to speak to the dash A7s? Because that's what
anything.
That's the motion
okay.
on the table.
Yes, Senator.
Okay.
Senator Dinkfelder, members of the committee, I would prefer to keep this bill alive in any way. And if that means whatever the chair wishes to do, however, I would much prefer to have this bill moved without amendment to rules, with or without a recommendation for passage. Thank you.
Okay. Well, if you want, my preference is to move it with recommendation with the dash sevens. And that's the motion that is on the table. So we'll go ahead and the clerk will call the roll.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks.
Senator Reeves.
Aye.
Senator Hansel.
Aye.
Senator House.
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson.
No.
Chair Dinkfelder.
Aye. The amendment is adopted, and now we'll take a motion for the bill.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3441A as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Okay, Senator Hass moves House Bill 3441A as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Rules. Is there any further discussion?
Madam Chair. This is an important bill. It does need to move forward. I think that it would have been more appropriate to take the gist of all the stakeholders, put it together, and come up with an amendment rather than significant changes that you yourself have made. So I know the bill needs to move forward. I know it needs to go down there. I will still be a no. For the simple fact, as we talked about, the dash eight would be more appropriate, and it can be fixed down there. But to add your amendment into this bill substantially changes this bill, so I will be a no vote.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. And just for the record, I've been working with Senator Roblin, and actually the language that we have being proposed is from Mr. Rolletter, as he indicated, and Mr. Myron as well. So appreciate your input on that.
Well, Madam Chair, for the record, I also have talked to Senator Roblin, and the dash eight is the venue that everyone would agree with.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that it would be better just to move the bill down on its own and do the changes down there.
So that's my opinion.
Okay. Thank you for the comment. And at this point, we have a motion on the table. We have continue the voting.
Senator Bates.
Aye.
Senator Hansel.
Aye.
Senator Half.
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson.
No.
Chair Dave Felder.
Aye. With that, the motion carries, and the bill is sent as amended to the Committee on Rules. And we will close the work session on House Bill 3441A, and we don't need a carrier on that because that's also going to rules. We'll go ahead and open up the last work session, HJM 2. I'll open up that work session, HJM 2.
Chair Dingfelder, I move HJM 2 without recommendation to the Committee on Rules.
Okay, Senator Haas moves HJM 2 without recommendation to the Committee on Rules. There is no other script on that. Okay. Is there any discussion?
This Senator discussion. So what?
I think what it is being moved there for further deliberation.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I would like the Secretary to write the letter. So I would recommend that we do that. So how do I vote? I mean, I want to keep the bill alive, but
you can vote either way. I mean, if you vote yes, it'll go to rules, and that'll keep the bill alive.
Okay.
So, okay. Any other discussion?
Just so it's clear, I like to keep this bill alive, too. I think the quorums are a problem. And while many people in my party may feel differently, I feel very strongly about this. And they are a serious problem for migratory fish and for non-migratory fish in the inland waters now. Crane Prairie and other places that they never used to be. They have an overpopulation of these birds, and it's focused in one area of the state, but it's spreading the rest of the state, too. And I think this should hopefully not die in rules, but actually move.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments? Okay. Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Bates.
Yes.
Senator Hansel.
Aye.
Senator Haas.
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson.
Aye.
Chair Dingfelder.
Aye. With that, the motion passes. The measure is sent to the Committee on Rules. We will close the work session on HJM 2. Beth, anything else for the good of the order?
Madam Chair, you've worked all of the bills.
So before we adjourn, I want to thank all of the committee members for their hard work. We've had a lot of bills come through this committee, a lot of work on different amendments. I want to especially thank my vice chair, who's done a lot of work with the committee staff on the amendments. And I want to thank our excellent committee staff, Beth, I keep wanting to say Herzog, Riley, and Shelley for pitching at the end and coming in and helping us out. I look forward to, we may have a few informational hearings in the next couple weeks, so please stay tuned because we'll try to get those posted as soon as possible. And look forward to working on, it sounds like we'll have many issues to work on during the interim. And with that, we are adjourned.
Thank you very much, Chair.